And we are live at the Millennial Times Podcast with your host, Joki Malou and Uriel Osuna. What's up, Joki?
What's up?
All right, guys. So we are going to be talking about this episode, the NFL. So we are now in a new season. So last year, I mean, was it the Patriots won last year?
Patriots, yep.
How much did they beat the other team by?
Can't remember, like, clearly, but they beat team pretty bad.
Who was the other team that they beat again? I forgot. Because, like, honestly, every time I see the Patriots, like, go to the Super Bowl, either they win or they lose. Either way, they're at the Super Bowl.
Bro, I forgot, too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it, I almost
mostly
feel like...
to football, man. No, to basketball, my bad.
Like, it's like... It's almost like, not say it gets repetitive, but you see the same teams going every year.
Patriots always made it.
Always. Because they made it last year, they made it, I think, the year before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except, was it 2 years ago when they lost to the Eagles?
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago, right? Then this year, they won. But, jeez. I feel like the New England Patriots, they're like the Golden State Warriors of football.
Yes.
Right? You would agree?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. So, I mean, now that we're, like, in a new season, I mean, all the teams are freshened up and ready to go. But, I mean, who do you have your money on this year?
Patriots.
But why? Didn't they win last year? Do you think they'll win again?
Yeah, they have Antonio Brown.
They have Antonio Brown.
Top 10 receiver in the league. Easy.
Is he number one or is he just top 10?
I'll say top 10.
Jeez. Yeah, well, he just got moved from Oakland, right?
Yeah.
But so he was at the Steelers, right? And then they moved him to the Raiders. But then now he's at New England. But why did they move him? Why?
He had an attitude. Like, you got arguments with players, coaches. He threatened to beat up the general manager, you know, and upper management, like, with, like, physical violence.
Dang. That was just, like, he was just wilding out?
Yep.
Dang. Do you think there was, like, a reason behind it?
Yeah, he wanted to get traded.
Wanted to get traded? Jeez. Yeah, so, because how long was Tom Brady looking to be, or, like, how long did Tom Brady, like, look at Antonio Brown? Like, do you know? Like, how...
I'm pretty sure, as soon as he had issues with the Steelers. So, originally, AB wanted to go to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Brady wanted him there. And the Steelers were like, nah, that's not happening.
Because they're the ultimate rivals, right?
Yeah.
That's like the old, like, Pittsburgh and freaking, like, Patriots. That's like, that's far left as possible, yeah, right?
Exactly.
From each other. That's like the Niners and the Seahawks. It's just like,
it's not going to work. Like, no way you're going there. You're not going to, like a championship organization. No. So they're like, all right, the only way we can trade you or release you is if you agree to go to the Raiders. So then he went to the Raiders, and then it was good there for the beginning, and then for some reason he didn't like their system of offense.
Mm-hmm.
And the, like, the coaching staff. So he decided to act up. So then he was saying crazy things on social media. He wasn't showing up to practices, mandatory practices. He'll show up to events that he wanted to go to. So then they find him. I believe it was like $14,000. And they're like...
Well, for not showing up to practice?
Yeah.
Dang.
His own team. Not the NFL. His team.
Jeez.
Which teams can do. So then he got mad and hit it on social media. And then he confronted the general manager. Like, why the F did you find me? What the hell is wrong with you? You know? Like, I'm putting my life in line for you guys, and you guys are gonna do this to me. This isn't, family doesn't do that to each other. It's like, I should beat the shit out of you right now, you know, screw you. So then he got suspended, and then after that he got released.
Jeez.
And then as soon as he got released, I think within like a couple hours, the Patriots called him. They're like, hey, we want you here.
I saw this meme, it was like Tom Brady, like, yeah, call the manager a cracker. I'll pay the fine. Did you see that? Did you see that meme? I was like, boo. Dude, think about Tom Brady. Like, he'll get pay cuts just to keep winners on the team.
Yes.
Because I think he's about legacy. Because, like, yeah, he cares about the money, but He's about legacy at this point.
Yeah, once you get older in the in like the professional era, mm-hmm. like you gotta, it's good to build a legacy, you know, because a legacy has benefits. Business opportunities, endorsements, talking events, TV events, you know, and this is multiple like opportunities after you retire from professional sports. Mm-hmm.
What, you know that diet he does, right? You know, he has like a weird, insane diet. Mm-hmm. So there's an approach that he's going to be doing like after he retires. Like, oh, you know, because I don't, how old is he? Like 40?
Or 40.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like it. So he has like this idea, like, or not this idea, but this plan and process about selling like this diet. Like, hey, this diet worked for me. You know, that's, I was 40 years old, you know, being a grandpa in the NFL, and I was able to keep up with these young bucks because of this diet, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's going to be marketing that. He's going to be selling that to the public.
It's hard, man. Like, a lot of these professional athletes, like, spend literally millions on their body every year just to be
prime
and fully function, because as evolution comes, you know, as you get older, your body starts to get weakened. So let's say you're 40 years old, it's gonna be hard to build muscle as if you're like 20 or 30.
Yeah,
you know,
I think the peak for a man, I think it's like 35 or 36. Mm-hmm. So like you keep going and then there's like a peak and then it starts going down.
Yep. Don't get me wrong, you can still build muscle at 50, where you're gonna have to work like 5 times harder, you know?
Yeah, and even if you are strong, like you won't bench 4 plates, maybe you'll bench 3 plates. Like you'll still be strong, mm-hmm. but you won't be optimal.
Yes.
Because I mean, it just comes with age.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Brady's gonna be doing that approach because how many rings does he have already? I don't know. I'm not a Patriots fan.
I think he's 5 or 6.
6 rings?
Yeah.
And dude, that's not including the ones that they could have won when they went against the Giants.
Undefeated, and you remember that?
Yeah. Dude, they went undefeated. What year was that? Like 2007, I think?
Yeah.
2007, 2008.
Yeah, around
They went undefeated the entire freaking season, and then they lose the Super Bowl game. That was crazy. You know, I really thought they were going to win because at that time they had, what, Randy Moss?
Yes.
Had Randy Moss, had him, and I thought that they were gonna go off, and the Giants shut him down.
This is the thing that makes the Patriots good. It's their old line.
Oh yeah, the linemen, heck yeah, they give Tom Brady a lot of pocket space.
Yeah,
that's the key.
That's the key in football. You know, just like it's key to basketball to have the best point guard. You know, a person who could read what the plays and can set everyone up for success, you know, because the point guard is pretty much the person running the team. Not in all teams, but the majority of teams, the point guard is in full control. So if there's a lot of turnover, who are they gonna look at?
The point guard. Yeah.
Yeah.
So same thing like in football, like they're gonna look at the quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. And then the O-line, because that really makes a difference. If somebody could be open, but if your quarterback's sacked, then what happened? Whose fault is that? Mm-hmm. The line.
Yep.
Dude, the thing about the defense, too, for the Patriots, it's no joke either.
Yeah.
Those guys are big.
Got a lot of defensive backs. And the thing that sets the Patriots from a lot of NFL teams is their receivers. They have a bunch of receivers on reserve, a bunch of receivers in the practice squad who aren't even in the team. That's what makes them different.
Because it's easier to get more yards through a pass than a run.
Yes.
That's it. I mean, yeah, runs help, but passing is where it's at. That's where the bread is at, the bread and butter.
Yeah, another thing is, like, what makes Tom Brady good is that a lot of people aren't aware of this in the sports community, but Bill Belichick wanted to trade Tom Brady.
I didn't know that. Why? He's the bread and butter.
Because Bill Belichick was like, we need to rebuild the team now. It's just like a lot of teams do. We need to rebuild the team now. So we have to get rid of the best player because he's going to retire in like a year or so, whatever. And it's better to struggle now than later.
Oh.
So that's what Bill Belichick had in mind. And Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, was like, hell no, And we're not trading Tom Brady. Are you out of your mind? So then him and the... So Bill Belichick, the coach, and the owner were, like, literally, like, cussing at each other.
Like, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He got heated. He's like, nah, we're not trading them. And then Bill Belichick, F you. And then to the owner, going back and forth. And then... So basically, he stuck with Robert Kraft was stuck with Tom Brady, and the Patriots traded their backup quarterback, who's doing good. Cause you remember when Tom Brady got suspended for 4 games
for deflating the balls?
Yeah.
So So what was the point of deflating the balls though? To make the passes easier?
Yes, cause you know you can catch a flat ball than a hard ball.
That's true.
You know, you're playing like football or basketball, it's gonna be easier to catch the flat ball. You throw a flat football.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you remember the Nerf balls?
Yes.
From like as a kid, you throw and it makes the wind noise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a lot easier to catch a freaking flat ball.
Yeah. So apparently, you know, Tom Brady had an agreement with all the ball boys to like to release air before bringing the balls.
Ah, that's so bad.
Like, ball boys were probably paid too.
Oh yeah, well yeah, they wouldn't put on a line if it wasn't worth like a lot of money. Like, hey, they just deflate the ball, give you $2,000 right now. Okay, cool.
In 2000, like nothing, you know, to these professional athletes. So yeah, before the game, you know, get like a little needle to pump in the ball and then put it on the tilted. Yeah, release all the air. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. And obviously, don't make it too obvious. Yeah. Catch the ball like nothing. You give a flat ball to a pro athlete who's been playing for like since he was like 4 years old. He's gonna catch that shit like nothing.
Yeah. Another. Well, here's another thing too. How did they even find out about that?
I don't know. Someone had it done.
I was wondering about that because that's not something that you would catch like automatically.
Referees won't catch it. Most of the time, referees don't even.
Touch the ball
like that.
Unless they put it in the middle, but other than that, yeah. They won't really catch it. But mm-hmm. I was wondering. I was like, how did they find out that Tom Brady was flattening the balls?
I mean, no, someone inside.
And then they confirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah, so somebody had to say something. Then they're like, oh yeah, or unless it's like a, I don't know, it's just a theory, but like. Somebody probably didn't get their cut from deflating and then they said it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong.
For no, all there's I know. Like a lot of like, the thing is like, there's a lot of, you call it rumors and stuff. You know, like in every organization, they always have that one person who can't keep their mouth shut. And that's how they got caught up.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
And those, and the ball boys will switch the ball and give the other team a different ball.
Goodness. Yeah, the New England Patriots, man, they're so stacked. They're literally the money team mm-hmm. for football. Like they're the best money can buy, just like the Warriors.
And a lot of people don't know, Tom Brady was the last pick in, like, 1996.
Yeah, well, because of his body. Like, he didn't have the actual build.
I think it was 99?
Yeah.
99, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have that. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. He's got a flimsy body.
Yeah, he was fat, you know, going in. Then he went to a good school. He went to the University of Michigan, which is like a good school back then. Now, Michigan's not as good.
For their football program?
It's still a good program you go to.
But it's not as prime?
No, it's not anymore. Not anymore.
Well, what made it prime back then?
Yeah, they had a lot of good like guys that were going to that school. And then as time came down to it, you know, like, it started declining and declining.
It's probably the recruiting. Mm-hmm. Recruiting sucked. They probably could get cut corners or something.
Yeah, because a lot of guys want to go to, like, Oregon. They want to go
dude,
to Texas.
Oregon? Dude, a lot of guys want to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon. I mean, I'm not going to lie. The jerseys are pretty sick.
Yeah, they have the biggest contract with Nike ever.
Yeah, because, well, Nike's from there. Their headquarters there. Yeah. Dude, Oregon? My goodness. Their football program is astounding.
Yes.
And then with Alabama too, what's his name, Nick Saban?
Yeah, Nick Saban.
That guy, man.
That has been like offered so many NFL job coaching positions. Declines.
But why though?
Because a lot of these like dudes do it because they want to make people good and then have them go to the pros.
Okay, so he's not trying to help pros, he's trying to help the college kids.
Yes.
To go pro.
Exactly.
Not only that, too, I feel like college kids listen more than pros.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, because they'll be like, hey, check it. You do what I tell you, you're going to win championships. You are going to get recruited. You will go to the NFL. Oh, yes coach.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, is that not what it is?
Yeah.
Yes, coach. Because that's one thing that's bad. Like, if you have a good player, but they don't listen, it'll fuck everything up.
And they're still going to play no matter what. And I witnessed it, you know. So many players are so good, they disrespect the coach. Like, nothing. Talk back.
Oh, in the NFL?
Like, football, sports in general.
Yeah.
Like, when I used to play basketball, people would do that.
And then they get green light anyway?
Green light. Yeah, you know. You know the coach likes you when you get the green light. When you don't have to follow the plays and you do what you want. As long as you score and play defense. Like that in football sometimes.
Yeah. we had a coach that was like that. But what that wasn't about that. Like that, the record for soccer was not bad, but he was our JV coach. It wasn't the varsity coach, but there was a couple guys that were really good.
Mm-hmm.
But because they would just not care, like, he would put them out, even if it meant losing the game. Like, he would put them out.
Yeah, me, I'm different. All I care about is winning.
Yeah.
So it depends. Obviously, there's limits. You know, you're not gonna listen and cuss at you and let them play.
Yeah.
You know, but if a player is good, I'll probably give them the green light. As long as they can score. Because at the end of the day, we got to go to the basic principle.
Winning.
It's winning and scoring. And the more points you have on the board,
the better.
The better, and then you win the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the NFL should be very interesting. The Browns should be okay.
Well, why the Browns this year?
You know, the Browns have a good quarterback. You know, they have Odell Beckham.
That's right. Beckham's not in the Giants anymore. He left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot.
That Jarvis Landry, one of Odell Beckham's, like, former college teammates.
Oh, so they already know how they work with each other?
And they're just doing work in LSU. And then you got a good quarterback. What's his name again? Forgot his name. I need to do more research. But yeah, they have an okay quarterback who's still young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, second season. And then, the Browns should do okay. And people shouldn't look at week one as which team's going to do good or bad, because it's just week one. People are still getting used to each other, you know.
Now, I know that the AFC East, hands down, or the AFC, hands down, the strongest is the Patriots. What about the West? Like the NFC.
The NFC.
Yeah. Who do you think's the strongest right now in the NFC? I don't know right now, dude. I feel like it's kind of like, it's hard, you know?
The Rams.
Dude, that's who they beat. They beat the LA Rams.
Yes.
Yeah, the Rams. Are the Cowboys part of AFC or NFC?
NFC, I believe.
Okay, so the Cowboys aren't bad either. Cowboys.
They're overrated, man.
Yeah. Dude, for all the Cowboy fans out there, the Cowboys are overrated.
Cowboys were overrated. That Tony Romo, it was talked about every morning in ESPN when I was growing up. You know,
but why though? Wouldn't he lose?
He would lose games, and then they'll talk about him like he was like some god.
No,
like, what the hell is that ass?
I never understood that, because like, he would be really good, like he was like 30% chance, like he would do amazing, the best ever.
Yes.
Like, he had an on button that I'd never seen before. Mm-hmm. But then 70% of the time he was like sucky. So he was like inconsistent.
Yes.
Like, when he was prime, he was hands down way better than any quarterback I seen. Like, he was just going off. But he was inconsistent though. So it didn't add up. Like, yeah, he made some legendary plays, but then if you look at the average, like, he was inconsistent, you know?
Yeah, the only time, bro, like, the Cowboys, the only time they were good is, like, when they had Terrell Owens or T.O.
Dang, T.O., I remember that. Remember when he used to be with the 49ers? Dude, that was vicious. That was vicious.
Yes.
T.O. Terrell Owens.
The only thing that hurt him, that hurts a lot of people in pro sports is attitude.
Yeah, T.O., man. That guy, man, was beast. Yeah. Yeah, I still remember when he was with the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. There was this hit that he took. It was, he like jumped and all you hear is, and he goes, boom, and he goes down. I was like, oh, that looked nasty. Have you seen some of those videos where like they get the concussions and stuff, where like their helmets fall off and then they're like, they knocked out?
Dude. That's dangerous. That can kill you.
Yeah.
There's been times where people get hit so hard, like, they become paralyzed.
Really?
Like, there was a guy, his name's Inky Johnson. He was really, really good. Played for the University of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
He would have easily made the NFL. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got hit hard from the back or the side, one of those. And it made him paralyzed. But then after, like, years of therapy and him not giving up, he could walk. But then, obviously, like...
He's not the same.
He's not the same anymore.
Dude, he broke his back?
Yeah. Then walked again. He's done for sports forever.
Dude, that's so nasty. Mm-hmm. Like a fractured vertebrae. That kind of like what Kevin Hart got. Freaking three... He broke his back in three spots.
Kevin Hart, man. Kevin Hart's funny. But a lot of his jokes are corny.
But... Man, so this year they're having the Super Bowl in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the dirty South, they're gonna have it. They're gonna have it in the dirty South, yeah. Home of the goons. No, I'm just kidding.
Florida.
Yeah, man. Florida. It's something else. Are they gonna have it there? Last year where they had it in Atlanta, that Mercedes-Benz Stadium, nice. Because this year they're having it in Florida. But my prediction is, okay, so without it, like I said, if there's no injuries, the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl again.
No locker room problems too. With
what do you mean locker room problems?
Because a lot of analysts predict that Antonio Brown's going to get released again because of his attitude.
Shit.
Hopefully.
Do you think he's a ball hog? Fro.
Antonio Brown's good. But if it doesn't go his way, he's going to have a problem. Think about the Patriots. It's not about if it goes your way or not. It's about fucking winning. So it doesn't matter how many touchdowns you get or how many tackles you get. At the end of the day, that championship team is... Are we going to win or are we going to lose? And if we're losing, we're getting rid of somebody. It's simple.
Yeah.
So if AB can get along with his teammates, he can like go to mandatory practices, he could... Just do him and work hard and listen. They'll be fine. They'll win.
Yeah. Because if Antonio... I think right now he's in a perfect spot. We're mm-hmm. talking about the New England Patriots.
Yes.
All the money in the world. Badass, offensive line. He had a quarterback like Brady. Yes. If he can't make it work here, he's not going to make it work anywhere.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because if he doesn't get it now, he's done.
He's blacklisted.
Yeah.
You don't want to be blacklisted in pro sports. Yeah. Just like Carmelo right now.
Anthony? Dude, he got blacklisted, huh?
Yeah.
Donzos.
But he got hella money, you know? Hella money, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, I believe, like, the, what do you call it? Atlanta Hawks gave him $26 million, and he didn't even wear a jersey once. Just to get rid of him.
Jeez.
No respect.
Dang, yeah, no respect at all. Jeez.
Talking about the Hawks.
Atlanta Hawks. Yeah, we got my prediction. The Rams will go to the NFC for sure. Now, I'm not sure who the other NFC will be. So, I think for AFC, New England, and I don't know who else would be solid this year. Because, I mean, the Patriots have to beat somebody in the AFC. So, I know for sure they'll make it, but I don't know who's the other team. Maybe Kansas City?
Yes.
Oh, the Chiefs. Dude, Mahomes? That guy's a beast, bro.
He's fucking young, bro.
That guy is something. Bro, he's going to bring the heat this year. I'm sorry. Last year he was bringing it and he's young. No, yeah, I would say the Chiefs and the Patriots are going to duke it out at the AFC. That's my prediction.
NFC is probably going to be the Rams against like Cowboys.
Yeah, Rams, Cowboys, or who else was good this year for the NFC?
Seahawks were okay.
They're okay. They're gonna make playoffs. They're gonna make playoffs, yeah. But they're not gonna. I like the Seahawks, but I don't think they're gonna make NFC.
They went cheap.
Yeah, and then it pay, and then now look.
Yeah, what happens? Yeah. You know, one trade players to save money, and.
And then what happened? Oof! You get a
box.
You get a,
problems. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would. Yeah. No. I would say. Either, yeah, Rams, Cowboys, or Rams. Man, who else? Yeah, no, the Rams are solid. Like, I'm trying to think. There's another NFC team that I'm missing. AFC, I'm sorry, is Raps.
I think Patriots will not take it.
Yeah, AFC. Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, those two. Versus those two, yeah, that's what it's gonna be.
It's gonna be a rematch.
You think so? A rematch? Whoa, what, that Goff guy, right? The quarterback for the Rams. How old is he?
I don't even know.
He looks like Ryan Gosling. He looks like Ryan Gosling. I was like, hey, look, it's the actor.
L.A. man.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be between them two. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a rematch, honestly.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs, they're gonna make it, bro.
Chiefs, yeah.
Like, they won't win it, but they're definitely gonna put in their presence. They're gonna put in their 2 cents.
Thing, that team is really young, man. The Chiefs have a lot of young people on that team.
So maybe their time to shine is not now, but maybe 2 years from now, huh?
Raiders should do okay. Because they picked up the dude from... They picked up the running back from the Chiefs who got released.
Who?
So there's a running back, I believe his last name's Hopkins.
Okay. But the thing about Raiders, though, they're AFC though. Yeah. There's no way that they're gonna win that.
No.
There's like, they'll make playoffs. No, here, look. I know the Raiders were good back in the 80s. Or back before you were alive.
Early,
I get
2000s.
It. Yeah. Like, you know, but in all honesty, the AFC right now does not belong to them.
Too stacked.
No, it's too stacked. I'm sorry. If they had any chance, they would have to be in the NFC. I mean, call me a liar. That's it. I'm spitting the truth here. Mm-hmm. There's no way that you're gonna. Cause look, that's assuming you can even get through the Patriots. You still got to deal with the Chiefs. And I'm sorry, but the Chiefs are a better team than the Raiders. It is what it is. You got a bunch of young bucks that are hungry. I'm sorry, you're gonna get devoured.
Yep.
You know, they don't got no fucking, they don't got no BS freaking, Eagles. You know, but no, they don't, yeah.
And it's all about winning.
That's they don't live 30 years ago. And on top of that, they don't have a stadium that's made out of baseball. Like, have you seen them when they play? The Raiders? Stuffy. Yeah, they'll play on a baseball stadium.
They're going to move to Las Vegas, right? In a couple years?
I thought they would, that's what they were trying to do. That wouldn't be bad. The Las Vegas Raiders versus Oakland. But people gonna be mad though. They're gonna be like, "Oh no, they moved them."
That stadium is nasty. They play in the Oakland home. A's.
Ew. That's so scrubby. I'm sorry. That is scrubby.
Dirt while playing football.
Yeah. What kind of legacy is that? I think the first time I seen them play on the field, I was like, "Why is there patches of brown dirt here? Why some parts grass and some parts not?" I'm sorry. That's an L.
That's bad.
I was like, this is not football. This is freaking pickup. This is scrimmage. This is Waterboy scrimmage. Have you seen the movie Gridiron Gang? That's what that is. Freaking plain, you know, because the facility's closed. That's what that is. Yeah. The Raiders are good, but yeah. They're not great. I'm sorry. I got to call it like it is. They're not great. You know, that's what it is. Now, if you were to give like any kind of like rating for like the fantasy football, like who would you pick?
Everyone's
everyone's
fantasy football's fucked up. Man, everyone lost money. I'm sorry, man. If you have a fantasy thing or Yahoo one, whatever you have,
Dunzo's.
You lost money. Sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry. Dude, have you had AB?
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
You're done. Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah, oh, because they were banking on him with the freaking...
Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, yeah, he's in the AFC. You know, he's in the weak division. He's going to have all the yards and all the touchdowns. No. Sorry.
Oof.
I'm done, man. If you have Tom Brady as your quarterback, he did really well.
Think about him. He's always consistent.
Yes.
Can never go wrong with Brady. Mm-hmm. Him and... what's his name?
Also, if you had Odell, you're screwed. Screw this league.
Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah. My boy Macaroni Noodle Hair. Yeah. That guy. He's got noodle hair, dude.
Damn.
You know, that was a nice catch, though. But that's honestly not even hating. That's just facts. That catch was the only reason why he's famous. I'm not even kidding. Because he's a great athlete, but he's not a GOAT. I'm sorry. The guy just picked the facts. Like, yeah. Yes, that's a beautiful portrait for Sports Illustrated. Hands down. But the one play... Maybe it might define your fame, but it won't define your football career, though. I'm sorry, it can't.
Yeah, that play carried a lot for his career. One-hand catch.
Yeah. You know, like I said, it was good. Actually, it was great. Am I kidding? But, I mean, if he could replicate that multiple times, then I'd be like, oh, dang. We got ourselves a real talent here.
There's a lot of receivers in the league work like him. If not, even harder.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that makes AB, like... During the summer, I was watching a little bit of Antonio Brown's vlogs. So he made a YouTube channel. And the way this guy works out is stupid crazy.
Dude, AB?
Working out at 4 o'clock in the morning till like 8.
So 4 hours each day?
More. So 4 to 8, go back, sleep. And then 1 o'clock, goes back to the field, does footwork. You know, 10 o'clock, lifts weights, go to sleep, repeat. A lot of guys in the league have one workout in the summer, and that's it. They call it, like, wraps for the day. This guy works out multiple days, and he doesn't just stay at one location. He's like, oh, I'm going to go to Los Angeles. Oh, I'm going on vacation, but my trainer and is going to come with me so I can work out. So there's no days off for this dude.
Jeez.
So that's what
that's a lot of time at the gym.
Yes.
That is a lot of time.
Diet too. The diet is
the key. That is the key.
Yes, where you put in your body. You know.
That is actually the key.
You know, like.
Are they drinking and turning up, or are they, you know, eating good and washing it down with coconut water and, you know, the essentials.
Yes. You know, you want to go eat burgers and drink beer and drink hard liquor with mixed drinks and then. Wake up in the morning and you don't work out. Or, you know, you could do that. Or you could be the guy who eats healthy meals, works out multiple times a day.
Dang, and multiple.
Multiple.
One time I worked out twice in one day. I was so exhausted, bro.
Yeah, that shit is tough, man.
Yeah, I worked out. I think I worked out for like an hour and a half lifting weights. Mm-hmm. And then the later that evening went to go play ball.
Yes.
Like to go play soccer. I was drenched, bro. So weights in the morning, because that's when testosterone was high. And then in the evening, do active recovery, which is running.
Mm.
But dude, I was so exhausted. Like I had, like usually I get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. That day I needed like 9.5.
Yeah, man, it's gonna catch up to you.
But the thing is though, the more you rest, the more your body's healing, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah, you're doing all that. But then if you get 9-10 hours of sleep, what's gonna happen? You're gonna be healthy.
Yes.
You know, eat good, eat, you know, the lean protein, get a bunch of vegetables in there. You wake up, oh man, I'm sore. But then, you know, you feel good. And what happens? Less body fat, more muscle, more energy, you're in.
Yes.
All right,
people don't, like, it's diet, man, like what you put in your body, you know. You can't, like, run for an hour and then... You're like, oh, I don't feel like cooking. I'm going to go to Jack in the Box and get me a burger. And you're not even... And you're trying to lose weight. No, it doesn't work like that. You know, you might have to go to Jack in the Box...
Get a salad.
And get a salad or a grilled chicken sandwich without any mayo. None of that.
Yeah.
To lose weight.
Yeah.
That's an alternative, you know? You got to go with something healthy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so, I mean, is there anything you want to leave the viewers or the listeners with? Or the NFL episode?
Yeah, like, don't, like, pit any teams out because
This is just from, this is our perspective, and this is our predictions that we, like, believe in. But, if you're, like, mostly into football and you want to learn more, you could watch ESPN, you know, but also be aware that ESPN is very biased.
That is athletes. Very true. There's a lot of agendas of Sports Center. Yeah, a lot of that stuff is... come on. Why would you listen to Skip Bayless?
It's nonsense.
Yeah, that's just... That's entertainment. Like, ESPN is entertainment. I get it. Entertainment company. But remember, a lot of what they say, it's not the truth.
No.
It's phony baloney.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just gave you a little advice about... We just gave you guys advice about football, the NFL, and then we gave you guys a little bit of advice about
diet
and lifting and all that, and how it can change your life.
Yeah, I remember, like, someone can have a certain mentality or a certain, like, way of approach, but you got to remember, at the end of the day, it's all about the win. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what these teams care about, the win. Like, oh, this person said this, this person said that. Yeah. But are they producing results?
Yes.
You know, in another sport, I know we're talking about football, but Patrick Beverly, right? Guy's wild, but what happens? Produces results. Am I right?
Yes.
You would want a guy like that on your team.
Not the biggest guy. Produces results.
Produces results. Yeah, exactly. This is Millennial Times with Joke and Uriel. Enjoy the rest of your day, you guys. Just stay tuned. We'll be producing more product for you guys. Thank you for listening. And then please subscribe on the Apple Podcasts and on Anchor. Just go ahead and click and favor our podcasts. We're going to be looking out to see who is responding back. And we'll be keeping in touch with y'all. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Be blessed. And that's it.
Gone.
Welcome to the Millennial Times Podcast with your hosts, Uriel and Jock. What's happening?
Hey, what's up? How are you guys doing?
All right. So we actually haven't made a podcast in a while, but we're actually glad to be back. I hope all you guys are doing well. We decided to do a special episode on something that we feel is really current. The student loans.
Yes, and inflation.
All the questions I have for you guys will come later, but... Let's talk about the elephant in the room. The prices of everything.
Yes.
Inflation. Jokey. Exactly what, I mean, like, what are we looking at right now with inflation?
So inflation is about, I believe, the last time I checked, it was about 8.5 or 8.3%. And it's skyrocketing. So your basic goods, like groceries, have gone up. You know, your gallon of milk has gone up a few cents. Gas has definitely gone up in major cities. And the average gas right now is about $6.18, $6.20. So it's a bit expensive now.
Dude, check this out. So last week, I have a coworker who's actually lives in Arizona, in Tucson.
Yeah.
So she told me that 2 weeks ago, the milk was $2.18. And then now it's $5.16. Dude, yeah. The same gallon of milk.
Yes.
It almost more than doubled, actually.
Yeah. Inflation is going up every month. And this is the bad thing about the inflation crisis. By the time you know it, there's not going to be a middle class anymore. It's going to be either you're rich or you're poor. And what is the state is known as for people having money. So the more money you have, the more advantage you have, cuz if you're rich, inflation won't really affect you. But if you're poor, it's going to affect you the most. So if you could take $100 to get groceries for the week, that $100 is not gonna stretch you as far, you know. But if you're rich, $100 is nothing to you. This is, you know, relative speaking, $100 isn't anything at all.
What did you say the rate was?
I believe it was 8.5% or 8.3%.
Crap. Okay, so guys, so knowledge 101, hidden gems.
Yep.
Inflation every year ranges between 2 to 3%.
Yes.
So the fact that Jock just said that it's over 8% this year, guys, that is a textbook definition of hyperinflation. Okay, yes. Don't get it twisted. Things go up over time. Yes. That is inflation, but because it jumped at such a high rate,
That is hyperinflation. So it's not you guys thinking that it's just not expensive. No, it's literally expensive. It's not in your heads. It's literally getting harder out here.
Yes. And the thing is, like, this is like the after effects of printing infinite amount of money. Trillions of dollars were printed in a short time period.
So let's actually talk about that. So you say printing money, right?
Yes.
So what exactly does that do to, like, what is the relation between inflation and printing money? Like, why is that a bad thing? Wouldn't more money be good?
No, more money, when you have more money, the market shifts. So they could charge you more since there's more money in the market that is fluctuating around the market. So when there's more money that is being printed, what happens? Stocks can go up sometimes. You know, groceries will go up. So everything is in coordinate with the current market price. So now, for example, so cars are going up because of the semiconductor shortage.
Oh, you're talking about the blue chips?
The blue chips, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of those are printed in China.
Damn.
So since this virus is affecting the market, shipping times have delayed the process. You know, the price of goods, metals are now expensive. So car manufacturers are like, oops, we're not going to make more Toyotas. We're not going to make more Hondas. We're not going to make more Mercedes because people aren't purchasing them as much. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a limited amount and then we're going to charge more. So the people who could afford it are going to get it. What happens now? Used cars go up. Used cars have gone up almost 20%. So your 2009 Honda Civic is now worth, it cost $8,000, is now worth $14,000. Almost half in the short time period. So when you print more money, you're not causing good. You're actually causing bad. So that's why the market shifts.
So basically, okay, how many stimuluses did we have?
What, like two or three?
Damn. I think the first stimulus was like 1.2 trillion or something like that. I forgot what the other stimulus amounts were, but there's been multiple stimuluses, you guys. Here's the thing. When you print more money, the money that you have on hand becomes less valuable.
Exactly.
So think about it this way, you guys. Let's say you have pie, right? You have a piece of pie and you cut it in half, right? So when you print more money, imagine cutting that pie into fourths.
Yep.
And then you print more money, then you cut it to eighths. So yes, you have more pieces, but that just means the pieces getting smaller and smaller.
Yep.
The whole is still the same. It's just you need more pieces to make for what you had. That's what happens with money. So when there's more money in circulation, the money in hand becomes less valuable.
Exactly. That's the worst thing. Like, that's the worst thing about holding cash in the bank account, saving cash, hoarding cash. Because inflation, you're losing money. This is why the ultra-rich people with great financial... that has great financial plans and they know how to spend money, they don't hold cash. They invest that in stocks, properties, like real estates and all that. That cash flows. Cash flow is essential in business. Because if your business isn't cash flowing, you're actually losing money. And the thing about business is very binary. Either you're making money or you're losing money. So you have to look at dollars as working people. And they are working for you. Your dollar's supposed to work for you. It's not supposed to just rest there at a bank account with, what, 0.001 interest in your money. If anything, this is what the banks do, you guys. They get your money, they use it, they invest it, or they lend it to people, and they make more money off of your money. It's a simple concept. So if you think about it that way, you know, you're going to think about money. Because a lot of people think about with money with as an emotional, you know. Oh, I'm going to buy that Gucci bag because it's going to make me look cool. Or I'm going to buy Louis Vuitton, you know, because it's nice, you know. People are going to look at me a certain way. No. The rich don't do that. What they do is they invest that money into a stock. So if you buy that $700 Louis Vuitton belt, they're going to buy $700 worth of Tesla.
Yes.
Now, after 2 years, that money has maybe tripled, maybe quadrupled, you know? So that money's just going up. Now you can go buy 4 Louis belts if you want. You see? So money, you're not supposed to have an emotional relationship with money. But a lot of people do. And that's why a lot of people aren't making a lot of money.
Guys, this is no offense to anyone out there, but if you're paying $22 for avocado toast, rethink your way of approaching food.
Exactly.
Buy the toast. Buy the avocado and just make it at home. Yes. All you have to do is sprinkle salt and pepper. Look, you can pay $8 for a loaf of bread and some avocados, or you can go to Tiffany's down on Broadway and pay $22 for avocado toast. Guys, rethink what you're doing. This is not the time to be messing around with your money. This is not the time to be taking things lightly. And it's definitely not the time to run away from your problems. Right now is the time to strap on the boots. Yes, it is getting harder, but there are solutions. So one thing that the Jock hit on the money is put your money in things that make sense. Yes. So let's rewind the clock a few months ago, okay? So Bitcoin was 50,000, okay, mm-hmm. each. Right now, it's crashed so much that it's in the high 20s. So almost half the value dropped.
Yes.
Now, you would think this is a bad thing, but it's actually a good thing. What you want to do is actually buy it right now. Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, and Amazon, all of them have tanked at least 20% in value on the stock.
Yes.
This is the time to buy, you guys. Exactly. You buy this and you make sure you make it work for you. Now, look, we're going to give you some hope here that you guys can get ahead. There are certain musts and must nots during hyperinflation. And the number one thing is do not have your money in a bank account. Yes, you do need money mm-hmm. to pay bills, transactions, all that stuff. Yes, go ahead. Leave that money in there because you got to pay bills. But all the money that you have surplus, pay yourself, okay? Put it in a Roth IRA where you can pay taxes now.
Yes.
And just buy the S&P. The S&P 500 is down $40 a share right now. Okay? Buy that. Another thing too. If possible, when you're buying goods, try to pay cash instead of card because you can avoid the charging fee. 50 yep. cents, $1, $2. It doesn't sound like much, guys, but you guys are going to buy the stuff anyway. So you might as well get it at a discounted price.
Exactly.
And third, this is going to be the hardest for a lot of you, but consume less. Straight up. Stop buying in bulk if you are going to throw the food away. Yes, it's nice to go to Costco and buy all that chicken breast. I get it. But it doesn't serve you good if you're buying it in bulk and you're not eating half of it. Okay? No. Buy the things that don't go bad in bulk. Buy toilet paper in bulk. Paper towels in bulk. But when food, right now, guys, just buy per use. Okay? Consume less. You know that you're not going to be eating that much, so why are you throwing away all this food?
Yeah, that happens, man. Like, I'm guilty of that, you know? Go to Whole Foods. I buy, like, $150 worth of groceries. And I don't even touch the food. I try to eat the fruit. They're rotten. I throw it away. So, buy what you're going to use and to save you more money, you know? Because if you're buying, this is crazy. I like buying strawberries that are organic and that'll run up like $6-7. But I'm throwing cash away if I'm not eating it, if it's rotten. I'm mm-hmm. not eating rotten strawberries. Like, that's insane. Yes. So, buy where you're going to eat. And you're probably wondering, well, I don't know what I'm going to eat. Well, write it down. Have a plan. You know, have a dinner plan. Meal prep if you have to. You know. So these are little tactics that you could use to save money. You know, and also to make money. And by no means is this financial advice. This is just for entertainment purposes only. So you could take what you want. But, yeah. So we're going to talk now about we're going to talk now about what's a good, why is the market so expensive when buying a home?
Guys, this goes back to 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Supply and demand. Before 2008, we had subprime loaning where, long story short, if you had a part-time job at McDonald's, you can buy a house, okay? Now, that might seem funny to you now because there's no way that's possible, but once upon a time, it was. You know, buying a house with a 20% interest rate. Terrible, right? So now, we live in a time where buying houses are more strict. There, you have to meet way more contingencies, and it is to protect the lender and to protect you. But with that, also what happened is people had this sort of trauma that they, like as a whole in the United States, had a trauma that they were afraid to buy houses. So what happened? I'm sure you guys have noticed within the last 10 years that luxury apartments have happened, more apartments and rentals like Airbnbs, you know, less commitment month to month. I'm sure you guys can find places anywhere that, you know, there was a period of time where you couldn't even do a 6-month rental. Now you can find leases that are 6 months, month to month, no deposit. You can find all this stuff, right? But can you find a house that's affordable? No. And why is that? It goes back to not constructing enough houses. Guys, there was not houses built, adequately speaking, because nobody wanted to buy houses. Everybody was so afraid of commitment that they made the it's so funny. There's a paradox, you guys. In general, society was scared of making a commitment of buying a house, that in the end, they were committed to just their ways. And what they did is they put all this money, because you need a place to live, they put all this money in apartments that, yeah, they got a decent rate for rent, but now look, they don't have anything. Guys, if you would have bought a house 10 years ago, now I know a lot of you guys are younger, I get it, but your parents, right? If they would have bought a house 10 years ago, by now they would have had not only skin in the game, they would have equity, but they would have had a ton of appreciation, you guys.
Definitely.
A ton of appreciation. Houses from then to now, double, triple, quadrupled. Guys, in this last year alone, houses went up 20%. So that the truth is, like, you guys just got to get in. You guys got to get in. And if you cannot afford the house, do not buy it, okay? Yes, we would all like to live at the beach. Yes, we would all like to live in the nice house. We have the dream house, guys. There will be a time and place for that. You got to buy what you can afford. And if you can't afford it, get yourself to a place to afford it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's right now, there's a lot of programs. You're probably wondering, how do you buy a house in this current market? You need good credit. Credit is extremely vital, especially here in the United States of America. If you have shitty credit, you will not be approved. And if you do get approved, you'll get hit with high interest rates, which is not good. In return, if you get hit with a high interest rate, you're pretty much, if you get a car loan, for example, and the car's worth $18,000, and you get hit with a 15% APR, you know, which is the interest rate, whatever. If you get hit with that, you're pretty much buying the bank another car, or you're paying for half of their, or half of another car. So basically, you just gave the bank free money. So how do you get good credit? If you don't have credit, you get a secured credit card. You can get this, you could apply for it online, you know, fill out the little form, whatever. Get a secure credit card. You pay it monthly. Once you pay it monthly, you call the bank and you're like, hey, I have the secure credit card for about 6 months to a year. What could I do to qualify for a regular credit card? By this time, your credit should be established. Once you have established credit, you can get a credit card. You purchase stuff. And this is what I would do. Automatic payments. So you link it to your debit card. So then you're paying your credit card off that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you have established credit for a couple years, and you have a decent income and you're starting your career, you could purchase a house. Like Uriel said, do not buy a house you cannot afford. That's what a lot of people do. They buy a nice house. This is what my dad did when he was alive. He didn't buy the first house. It wasn't the best house, you know. It wasn't the best house. He decided to buy a cheaper house, relatively speaking. He fixed it up, and he rented it out. Then he bought a nice house. You see? A lot of people, what they do in the beginning, they buy a nice house from the bat. And that's, you're not supposed to do that. You're hustling backwards. You know?
Like, yes.
Yeah, so. Yes. With buying property, you need good credit. You need a good job. And that's how you get in the game.
Yes. Guys, this is a major key right here. Your house is not an asset. Your house could be worth so much, sure. That still doesn't change the fact that every month you have to pay into it. Your house is not an asset. Okay, I repeat that. Your house is not an asset. Your house is a liability. The only time your house is an asset is when you're collecting rent. So exactly. If you buy a house for 200 grand and you live in it and it goes up in value, now it's worth 300 grand. That's great and all, which is good. That's a good sign. That still doesn't change the fact that it's a liability because you still have to pay taxes. You still have to fix up the house. And each month you're paying towards the mortgage. Guys, a liability is something you put money towards. An asset is something that gives you money. So remember that. Do not put all your money into your house because it is not an asset. Now, if you are renting it out,
yes,
or if you have people living with you and they're paying you rent, then yes, it is an asset because then now you're charging them rent. Or let's say you buy a house and you live, you know, with mom and pop for like a few months or whatever, or a year, and you're collecting rent from that house, then the house, that same house you had, is now an asset because now you can charge rent at the value of $300,000 instead of $200,000,
exactly,
which is good. But remember, guys, do not buy the dream house because when it goes up in value, the only time it ever serves you is if you sell it, which I'm sure you guys don't want to sell, you know, because it's a valuable home. But just know the difference, you guys. There's a big, big, big difference. And thousands and thousands and thousands of families fall into the trap every single time.
Yeah, all the time. You know, you try to buy that $1 million house, you know, and what? You can't afford it. What happens when you can't afford something? You go into foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Foreclosure means the bank has regained the house. The bank owns the house no matter what. As soon as you get the... what is it called when you own the house? The paperwork?
Yeah.
Now, like, when people's... The bank owns your house no matter what. As soon as you pay it off, then it's your house. You know, you still have to pay taxes, property taxes. So, do not buy a dream house in the beginning. Buy an okay house and plan to rent it off. That's how you gain passive income. Well, passive income means... is money coming to you every month passively. So once you do that, that's how you become, that's your way into becoming a millionaire.
Yes. Now, guys, we'd like to hear your thoughts. If there's anything that you feel like we didn't cover, or if there's anything that you feel that you're personally affected right now by hyperinflation or cost of living, we'd like to hear your thoughts. If you could share your comments on the thread, or if you can give us a response, that would be amazing. We'd like to hear where you guys are actually at right now. We definitely want to know where you're at so we can potentially help you guys. We want to interact with you and want to know what's going on your day-to-day basis.
Exactly. Same what Uriel just said. You know, he just nailed it. But yeah, these are the things to look out for. Inflation, hyperinflation, which means... the inflation is going up than usual, you know, and building good credit, which is extremely vital, especially here in the world. You could have all the money you have, you know, you could have all the money, but if your credit is bad, you're not going to qualify for a lot of perks like buying a house, like getting good deals and cars, like all that. So We want to tell you thank you for listening, and we will produce more content in the coming weeks. Thank you and have a blessed day.
All right, guys. We'll see you in the next one.
Go on.